Foster Griffin impressed the Kansas City Royal Scouts so much that the ball club made him their first-round selection in the 2014 Major League Baseball draft. The 6'3" lefty had just graduated from First Academy. It's a Christian school in Orlando, Florida. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome again to the show. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. Foster Griffin worked his way up through the minors for 6 years. He made his MLB debut in Detroit on his birthday this year, July 27th. He pitched an inning of 2/3 scoreless ball, won the game, but blew his arm out in the process. He underwent Tommy John surgery on August 11th. He's been with us this week to tell his story on Sports and Commentary. So, Foster, welcome back to the show. You're rehabbing in Arizona from the Tommy John. And unlike, you know, a broken bone, the process of getting back from Tommy John and learning to pitch all over again is going to be hard. It's going to be long. You're going to miss, what, all of next year, right?
Correct, yeah. I mean, it's the doctor I had surgery from, you know, recommends 12 to 14 months, even leaning towards the 14 months. So I had surgery on August 11th. So, you know, 12 months would put me at August 11th. You know, so, you know, a goal could be to try and get a September call-up next year. But at the same time, you really don't want to rush this process and then have to revert back to day one. So when it's such a long deal. But, yeah, I mean, most likely all of next year and then be completely ready and fully rejuvenated and ready for spring training then the following year.
Yeah. So, Foster, you're a believer in Jesus Christ. The two of you have been together for a long time. You're in the Bible. You know God's promises in your life. You've seen his faithfulness through the years. How is that spiritual foundation giving you the strength to mount a comeback here?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm forever grateful for my faith, and you know, I think with talking through guys that have been through this that aren't necessarily believers, you know, they're, you know, talking about how hard it is and just like some days you want to quit, blah, blah, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, and I talked to one of my other guys, not necessarily a Christian, but he knows, you know, I'm a Christian. He's like, dude, like I know guys that have been through it that are believers. And it's way easier for them because they have faith and you have God. And that's a huge thing. And I think honestly, mentally preparing yourself and like starting your day off in the Word and starting your day off in devotion stuff mentally prepares you before you go into the complex and do your rehab stuff. And like, you know, you're going to get through it, you know, no matter what, you know, there's a plan in place, whether it's to reach a fellow player that's in rehab that's not necessarily a believer, or to get involved in a church in Arizona that's going to impact some people or something like that. So I think knowing that, you know, God has a plan for me as far as behind all the craziness that's transpired for me in the last, you know, month or so, as far as, you know, finally getting to the big leagues and then getting hurt with, you know, a 14-month rehab, I know there's a plan behind it. No, I might not know what it is yet, but, you know, I'm really excited to find out because I got complete faith in him that he's going to guide me where he wants me to be.
Yeah, yeah. There's got to be more than one occasion, though, you know, the last few weeks where you've asked God, why? Why did you let this happen? I've never been injured before in my career. And on my birthday, I get my major league debut, and then my arm is tweaked, and I have to have Tommy John. Maybe even got a little angry with him, huh?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's okay. I think you're allowed to ask God that, you know what I mean? And I don't think he might not give you the answer to the why immediately, but I think he's going to give you it eventually, you know, and you might not find out what that is from 5 years from now or it might be 5 weeks from now, but I think that's okay, and I know that if you're grounded in that and you're confident that he's going to get you out of it and you're confident that he's going to give you an answer to why you went through something like this, then it's okay to ask him why, and it's okay to dig deeper into the Word to try and figure out why. So, you know, like I said, I think things like that and keeping the faith and really staying grounded in him is really going to make this rehab process worth it and not as terrible as everyone makes it seem.
Yeah, I guess the bottom line is that God's not looking for escape artists. He's looking for overcomers, and that's where you are right now, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm looking to work as hard as I can and you know, keep my faith in him and that he's going to guide me through the whole process and that we'll come back better and stronger because of it.
Yeah. 6 years in the Royals farm system, and there were times, like most players, where, you just didn't have the effectiveness on the mound. You struggled for a few years at Double-A. Then you succeeded. You just kind of say to yourself, okay, I'm first-round draft choice. I got good stuff. I can get guys out. I can do this.
Yeah, I mean, 2017 is a great example of that. You know, I came off 2016 was kind of pretty rough. And then, you know, I made some slight adjustments mechanically in 2016-17 offseason. And then going into 2017, the biggest thing was a mental change. You know, I think I had been labeled as a finesse pitcher, kind of just like, hey, I'm not going to overpower guys with my fastball, that I'm just going to kind of nibble at the corners and try and get guys out that way. And I kind of believed that. But then going into 2017, I just said kind of like, you know, screw that mentality. I'm going to go out and I'm going to attack hitters. And I'm going to force them to put the ball in play. And I'm going to really pound the strike zone and make them beat me, because, you know, once another pitcher, and you know, we were in the outfield one time during batting practice, and he's like, you know, they know a fastball's coming to batting practice, and sometimes they still pop out or ground out to short or something like that. So that kind of mental approach is really what changed for me in 2017, for me to just attack hitters and not give them too much credit and stop nibbling at the corners, because if I miss those corners to begin with, I'm falling way behind in the count, and then they're in attack mode from there. They're not on the defense, and I want to keep them on their heels and on the defense. So that mental change was probably the biggest thing for me throughout the entire minor league career.
All right. It's been an honor and a pleasure to have 25-year-old left-handed pitcher Foster Griffin of the Kansas City Royals on the show today to talk about this weird, discouraging in some respects, but encouraging in other respects, season that he's had. It's been an encouragement for me, Foster, to hear how you're coming back from this and putting God first in your life. Thank you for taking all this time, and God bless you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.